You're listening to SBS News.
The Netherlands and Sweden will meet in the semi-finals of the FIFA Women's World Cup after the Swedish team came from behind to defeat Germany in their quarter-final. After conceding an early goal, the Swedes fought back for a 2-1 win, their first over Germany at a major tournament since the 1995 World Cup. It earned them a spot in the Final Four and a qualification for the 2020 Olympic Games. They'll face the Netherlands, who defeated Italy 2-0, also earning Olympic qualification. Dutch forward Lieke Martens spoke about the joy felt by the team.
It's a big achievement for us. We're really happy with that, and we're really looking forward to the semi-final, but we're also really happy we qualified for the Olympics, so that was also a big goal for us.
Defending champion the USA will face England in the other semi-final. The USA eliminated France 2-1 with superstar captain Megan Rapinoe scoring both goals.
The cutback is good, and a chance here for the second. And it's Megan Rapinoe with her fifth goal of this FIFA Women's World Cup.
Rapinoe commended her team's attitude in overcoming the tournament hosts.
We didn't have the best night on the ball, but the focus defensively and the willingness and the discipline to do what we did tonight is tremendous, and we were ruthless in our chances.
In the other quarter-final, England eliminated Norway to reach the Final Four. To cricket, and England's ended India's unbeaten run in the World Cup with a 31-run victory in a high-scoring group match to boost their semi-final prospects. Johnny Bairstow reached 111, Jason Roy returned from a hamstring injury to make 66, and 79 from Ben Stokes provided a late burst in England's commanding 337 for 7 at Edgbaston. Rohit Sharma smashed his 300 of the tournament and Virat Kohli his 5th successive half-century, but India could only scrape 306 for 5. Tournament host England leapfrogs Pakistan to 4th place while India remains 2nd. England must win against New Zealand on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Australians have defeated New Zealand by 86 runs. Batting first, Australia reached 9 for 243 from its 50 overs, after falling to 5 for 92 in the 22nd over.
Has he got it? He's got it! He has got a blinder!
Australia under all sorts of pressure, 92 for 5.
New Zealand were all out for 157 after Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc claimed 5 wickets.
Well, straight at the stumps. That's what he does so well. Clean the tail up, you go hard at the stumps.
Mitchell Starc has been good today. He's been very good.
Starc said afterwards Australia's playing well, but without quite hitting top form.
We've spoken about peaking towards the back end of the tournament, and we're still searching for that perfect performance. We're not quite there yet. We're showing glimpses of what we're capable of with the ball, with the bat, and in the field.
In tennis, Australia's newly crowned women's world number one, Ash Barty, enters Wimbledon as the top seed and tournament favourite. Barty says she's handling her growing stature in the game by simply not changing a thing.
There's more attention, there's more of that outside noise, but we know that what we've been doing has been working, and for us it's about trying to keep that normality.
23-time Grand Slam winner Serena Williams also praised Barty.
She's so nice. She has the most beautiful game. Such classic shots, she does everything right. You know, her technique is like flawless.
In the men's draw, Rafael Nadal has expressed frustration at being seeded at number 3 after winning the French Open last month. Nadal says Wimbledon's seeding system favours grass court accomplishments. Despite holding the world number 2 ranking, the higher Wimbledon seeding went to Roger Federer, meaning Nadal faces a more difficult path to the final.
It's not only about grass. Season is not only on grass. They see the sport from another perspective, and they want to do it by their own rules.
In the NRL over the weekend, Melbourne Storm extended their lead of the competition ladder to 6 points after defeating the Roosters in a rematch of the 2018 Grand Final. The Sea Eagles, Knights, Eels, Warriors and Bulldogs were also winners over the weekend. Queensland was dealt a blow ahead of the third and deciding State of Origin match, with star fullback Callan Ponga missing the Knights' win over the Brisbane Broncos with a calf strain. Ponga faces 2 weeks on the sidelines, and Queensland selectors admit he's an unlikely starter for the game on July the 10th. New South Wales had better injury news. Prop David Clemmer's expected to return ahead of schedule, while halfback Nathan Cleary's likely to be included in an extended squad despite carrying an ankle injury. In the AFL on Sunday, the Western Bulldogs recorded a surprise victory over Port Adelaide. Brisbane Lions were too strong for the Melbourne Demons and Fremantle defeated Carlton. On Saturday, the Sydney Swans defeated Gold Coast Suns, while 11th place North Melbourne stunned 2nd place Collingwood with a 44-point win. Nikki Canning, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.